Welcome to Dr. Fitness and the Fat Guy's Wellness Minute. I'm the Fat Guy, Lee Cantor. Today, Dr. Adam Schaffer and I give the skinny on wellness, health, diet, exercise, and weight loss. Isn't that right, Doctor?
That's right, Lee. And today we're going to be talking about how much fish should you be eating per week? Well, how much fish do you eat?
Barely any.
You don't like fish?
Shrimp. The shrimp fish?
Yes. That counts.
Once a week.
Anything in the ocean?
Really?
Once a week? That's all you eat? Okay. Well, 45% of Americans say they eat seafood once a week, and only 22% say they eat it twice a week, according to the Journal of Food Service. And the reason why people – first of all, fish, we know, is extremely healthy, but people are afraid of fish. You know why they're afraid of fish?
Because of mercury.
They're afraid of mercury. They're
toxins.
Afraid of – right. And that's why a lot of people are deciding – you know, they're looking
bones.
At it.
And those bones.
Right.
Don't those bones – bug you?
No, that's not why people are not eating.
Do you like the bones?
But I will tell you this, that recently a large government sponsored study in last week's New England Journal of Medicine came out, and it suggests that most adults, the benefits of seafood outweigh the potential risks. And the risks obviously are with methylmercury when mercury falls into the ocean from the sky.
What about radiation?
Yeah, we're going to have to worry about that pretty soon. There are certain fish that you have to be careful of making of how much you eat of them. And those happen to be the, shark, swordfish, king mackerel, tilefish.
What about whale?
Those are the ones.
How about whale?
I don't think whale's one.
Whale's not good?
Those have high methylmercury contents.
About mermaid?
No, mermaid's not on there too. I'm trying to be serious. You're telling me about mermaid? Come on, man. And there are other sources of omega-3 fats, but we know that the omega-3 fats help fight eye problems, depression, Alzheimer's disease, also lower the risk for dying from a heart disease, and also beneficial for fetal growth and during infancy and early childhood from brain development. So a lot of wonderful things. People are afraid of it. Women, you need to limit it to about 6 ounces a week of tuna. However, it doesn't mean that you stop taking it. You can get it from other sources too. Flaxseed is a great source. Walnuts. They have now omega-3 enriched eggs. But at least you want to have it at least 8 ounces a week. And if you can, also you should be supplementing in it as well. That way, you know it's micro distilled. It's you know that there's no mercury in the micro distilled omega-3 fats that they come from fish oil.
Remember, Dr. Fitness and the Fat Guy are the source for what's true and what's too good to be true in health and wellness. Check us out online at drfitnessandthefatguy.com for inspiration, education, and motivation. Until next time, keep well.